Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Paris School and a graduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, March 21st, 1922. A plea for the retention of gas lighting. On this day, March 21st, 1922, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter published a letter written by J.P. de Albuquerque, Island Professor of Chemistry, regarding the future prospects of the Barbados Gas Company at a time when Bridgetown was steadily undergoing electrification. The Barbados Gas Company, which was founded in 1852, manufactured gas through the heating of coal, which was imported from Britain. This coal gas was used to power street lamps, as well as to illuminate homes and businesses in Bridgetown and its surrounding environs. Professor de Albuquerque began by stating that he was in favor of the continued existence of the Barbados Gas Company. He noted that enlightened persons recognized that properly equipped modern cities required a gas supply as it was the most convenient means of heating and cooking. Furthermore, he intimated that gas-powered incandescent lights could be engineered to be just as effective as the electric light. He therefore urged the Vestry of St. Michael to grant the Barbados Gas Company a share of the lighting of Bridgetown, once they could adhere to strict regulations on the quality of gas supplied. According to Professor de Albuquerque, the government laboratory, which was located in Queen's Park, was a large consumer of gas due to its range of equipment. The teaching of science and the range of chemical tests undertaken at the facility was therefore reliant upon a continuous gas supply. The letter concluded with Professor de Albuquerque asserting that wholesome competition in public affairs was manifestly more desirable than the evils of monopolies. He therefore petitioned the St. Michael Vestry and, by extension, the public to support the Barbados Gas Company. Notwithstanding the argumentation presented, the establishment of the Barbados Electric Supply Corporation in 1911 triggered a significant decline in the demand for gas lighting as policymakers and the general public embraced electrification.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.